الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات في مسجد التوبة في جزيرة توبيغو بالكاريبي، وكل من يتابعنا عبر الإنترنت، وحييكم فأقول السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters who are following us and listening to us there in the Masjid Tawbah in the island of Tobago in the Caribbean, and those who are listening to us through the internet via Paltalk Mwahid, I welcome you all saying Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. We're continuing the lessons of Tawheed, and we are with the explanation of three fundamental principles of Islam. We have spoken last time about the meaning of worship and sometimes times of worship. And we mentioned, as Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala in this valuable book mentioned the times of ibadah, as which Allah Ta'ala commanded the like of du'a, well, subligation, fearing, hope, trust, tranquility, repentance, seeking for help, seeking for protection, seeking for refuge, seeking and slaughtering, going, and others. All, as Imam Ahmad Abdul Wahhab said, all the worship must be only for Allah. And then he caught a dalil, an evidence for that. This is the thing that we are always calling and encouraging people to be on it, which is the dalil, the evidence. As this religion is not found through numbers and numbers of followers, nor it is found by, or it is spread by pleasing people, of, but it is only found and spread in the proper intention and the complete submission to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla brought this ayah from Surah Al-Jinn, ayah 18, to prove that all the worships must be for Allah alone, no any others, whomsoever and whatsoever. The ayah in which Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And verily, the masajid, masajid, the ulama, there are different explanation of this word, masajid. Does it mean only the mosques? Or it means also the parts of sujood in your body? Or it is the general meaning of worship? وأن مساجد لله فلا تدعو. Does this mean that we should only subligate in the masjid? We cannot subligate outside the masjid. The answer to this is no, we can't subligate any place, any time. But whenever subligate must be for Allah alone. And also he wrote the other ayah from Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayah 117, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ آخَرَ لَا بُرْآنَ لَهُ بِي فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Verily it is he who calls other than Allah, who invokes other than Allah, subjugates other than Allah, even if besides Allah. And why he has no any proofs or evidences for that, then his judgment is only before Allah Ta'ala, before his Lord. And then Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Verily, the kuffar, the disbelievers, are not going to succeed. As well as in the hadith that Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahab wrote, which some of the ulama say it is weak, and it is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Well, it says الدُّعاء مُخُّ العبادة. But this hadith is not that authentic, but the authentic one is where he says نعم. The other hadith is الدُّعاء هو العبادة, and that is the hadith of النعمان بن بشير. النعمان بن بشير, and also wrote the ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 60. وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. وقال ربكم, قال ربكم, your Lord said to you, said to all mankind. And this means that Allah Ta'ala speaks with him when he wants, subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا حديث الدعاء هو العبادة. سبر الجيش is the worship. وهذا يدل على ضرورة أهمية الدعاء. And this proves that it is important to نعم. And also نعم. الله تعالى said in the rest of the ayah, ادعوني استجب لكم. وقال ربكم, الله تعالى said to him, to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, to tell the people إن ادعوني استجب لكم and subligate me, I will respond to your subligation. So this means no mediators, but you directly subligate to Allah Ta'ala and He Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will accept from you. الله تعالى سيد إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخلين. Only for those who disdain from asking Allah تعالى, He is going to throw them in the fire on their faces. And these are not the only, yani Allah Ta'ala, and this I want people not to refrain from dua, otherwise He is going to put them in a severe punishment. Therefore, the Muslim should ask his Lord, as much as you ask Him, as much as He gives you, responds to you. But you need to avoid also the innovation of subligation. As reciting it as the Quran or as certain songs, as we hear many people do when they make dua, and then Allah Ta'ala will accept it from you. Therefore, we have to continue seeking whatever we need from Allah Ta'ala alone, no mediators. And by this we know that supplication is one of the worships that Allah Ta'ala lies from his slaves to do. I already mentioned some of the types of worship with the evidences for each of these types. However, we are going to inshallah ta'ala speak about that in our coming session, and here we end up our session asking Allah Ta'ala to grant us the نريد أن تقوى أن وآس الله تعالى to accept from us and increase our patience and faith and make us always honest and patient. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. And if there are any questions, Brother Yusuf, you can take the mic. جزاك الله خير.